It is the 1920s. All across Europe, people are coming to terms with the aftermath of a world torn by war. In Germany, Hitler has begun his rise to the top of the National Socialist Party. Anarchists run riot, the Russian royal family has been deposed, and it seems as if the British Empire has enemies on all sides. But it is not that story that we're dealing with. Other things lurk in the shadows. Older things. Things that have no concept of humanity. Things that have lain in wait since before humans walked the planet. Sanity-blasting horrors, worshipped by the mad and the deluded, they hide behind our world. Waiting. Waiting until the stars were right. Running under the 7th edition of Call of Cthulhu, we now embark on Horror on the Orient Express. Hello, and welcome to Cult 84? Yes, Cult 84. You may notice a slight left-hand side buzz. No, we don't know why it's occurring either. We've tried to fiddle around with our settings to get rid of it, but on the basis that we've spent almost an hour now getting ready to start this episode, I thought we'd actually better start rather than, you know, fiddle around any longer. Hello, I am Mordrigan, and today we will be playing Horror on the Orient Express, The Doom Train, Session 3? I think it's Session 3, isn't it?
I think it's four.
This is my third one, I missed the first one. Session four. Please, introduce yourself.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Clarissa Click.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Sadie Terrence Mike.
I'm Nyx, and I'm playing Isabel Allison.
I'm Bloodied, and I'm playing Algernon Wolfstaff.
And we don't have a Oliver Oldstaff. We're going to assume that he knocked himself out last week when he came up with his stupid plan.
He was insensible.
Yes. We have some tea to review. It is another Kuzmi tea, from the wilds of Russia, and is Troika, Bergamot, Orange, and Mandarin. What do we think?
It smells of bergamot.
I like it. I don't really taste the orange and the mandarin.
No, I don't get much of that either.
No.
I wouldn't have known it was in there until you said that.
But it is quite a nice...
It is. It blends together for it, sort of this nice sort of flavour.
It's a nice flavour, but yeah, there's not very much orange or mandarin.
Well, if there was too much, it might overpower it all. You know, it would go out of balance. Maybe.
Yeah, but
not much overpowered bergamot, really.
True. Bergamot is very
so what
much
do you think,
in the ascendancy.
Archive with your face of confusion.
I'm trying to. It reminds me of something. It tastes somehow like more medicinal than Earl Grey. And I'm not really sure how to explain it beyond that.
I wouldn't say get a medicinal, maybe there's not really any cowpaw. I mean, I would have strawberry cowpaw in
it. Yeah, I don't know. It reminds me of something that I don't like.
Is there another flavour cowpaw?
Well, I'm trying
to...
Do you not like your tea?
No,
there
isn't.
The unbroken one
you can get in. Would you like me to dispose
orange.
Of your tea?
Thank you,
Nyx. So kindly for disposing of my tea for
oh,
me.
Oh my goodness.
You seem to have finished your cup very quickly.
Yes, well, you know how much I like bergamot.
I'll have to make you some more then.
It's
obviously.
Not that bad bergamot wise. It's not that bad. Certainly, it's not the worst bergamot tea we've ever had. It's not very strong tea either, is it?
Not really, no.
I mean, I wouldn't go for strong tea, so this is fine to me. I mean, I didn't leave like dump 3 sugars in it.
It's okay. I wouldn't go out of my way to have it over something else.
If you wanted a bergamot tea, there are better bergamot teas.
Yeah. If you want a bergamot tea, have some Earl Grey or the Professor's Blend.
Or Lady Grey, because that is oranges.
That is a lot more citrus, yeah.
I think Lady Grey would be preferable to this, because when I'm having a citrusy tea, well, actually, no, I've got some citrus in there.
With Lady Grey is it's not a very strong tea.
No, it's true.
The more citrus flavour, it's a little more overpowering, whereas this, being not strong tea, the flavours blend more.
It's alright, though.
It's definitely better than last week.
Anything is better than
I'm
last
I'm the
week.
Weird mutant who
what
sort
about
of
Rice?
Liked last week.
Yeah.
Rice was kind of on a par with the last week. Although I have to say, I did finish
Rice
my cup last
grass
week.
Things.
Oh god, those grass things.
Yeah.
I did finish my cup last week.
I may have lived for 7 years in Cumbria, but I'm not a sheep. I do not like grass.
Cumbria's known for sheep?
Yes, Cumbria has a lot of sheep.
Really? Like oil?
Not as many as wheels.
Okay.
What? I felt the need to try out my Welsh accent, see if it was something to do with an Indian accent like it often does.
Well, to be fair, he didn't actually say a lot.
Yeah, this is true, I just spoke like that, you see, but now it ends up turning into an Indian accent.
Yes, it is now completely Indian.
I apologise to the people of Wales and India.
You could just say you were half and half, that way you would
not. If I try and mix those two accents, I'd just do something completely beyond
the. You're going to start sounding Scottish then, aren't you?
No.
I can't really do Scottish. I can't do a Sean Connery.
I tried to do Scottish. I tried to do it, but Mrs. McGregor.
I'm sounding Jamaican.
Right then.
You're the Rastafarian lady.
Before we start, you know, insulting the whole world.
I'm just doing a total impression.
Yeah, I think we've finished. Right, could somebody please recap last week?
I got on a train.
Yeah.
I was laughing.
I was delusional and thought we were actually at a train station, and everyone else had actually gotten on the train.
Yeah.
And it was just like a normal train. It wasn't an evil doom train of doom with ghosts who were drowned corpse looking.
Yeah.
And wanted to fondle me up.
They really did.
That lady wanted a kiss.
Yeah. It would have ended badly.
Yes. But we were saved.
Were we?
You were.
We weren't there.
Massive quote mark saved.
From immediate death when we were dragged into the second carriage, which was sealed off with sigils.
Weird.
Yes.
By Randolph Alexis, who Borstash realised had eaten his son.
Yes. In the advance of probability, it turns out he's probably eaten his son.
But I didn't realise this.
And various other people.
I just thought we were
probably... He hasn't eaten...
Henry Stanley,
because he just freaked out.
Probably not had a chance yet.
Yeah.
So we were in an alternate dimension, riding around on a train through purple clouds.
Yes, with shadows of the train behind you.
Yes,
filling up the space slowly but surely.
Yes, and time seems to work differently. Although his calculations seem to be off by a good 20 years.
Yeah, he was 20 as well. But he was actually pretty wrong anyway, but
also he was a mentalist.
Yes. He was also mad.
And outside the train, the other three people.
Yeah.
Well, we thought it'd be a great idea, if we couldn't think of any other ideas, just try and get you guys back off the train.
Now that part of the plan was not stupid.
No, that was sort of... Well, kind of what you needed to do. They were just going to say, well, fuck it, leave us on the train forever.
Yeah, we could have done that.
Our whole idea was like, well, we don't want to end up being stuck on the train as well. So if we tie ourselves to this realm with some rope and then summon the train and then get on the train and get them off.
Except for the rope, you got some bed sheets.
Yeah, we stole some bed sheets.
Yeah.
From an old man in a bed.
Yeah, he let me have them, it was fine.
Rations.
Yeah, he thought you were going to use them to fight Russians and Turks.
I thought it was
Prussians.
No.
I didn't tell him I was going to do that. Yeah. He just was lecturing me about that while I was taking them. I went with it. We tried summoning the train back. Only what happened then was that I ended up mysteriously on the train in a bad way of just being sort of moved onto it and not having a rope around me anymore. And then Mr. Oldstuff followed and got me back and then the train started to leave, and we both left via the rope, and somehow didn't die.
And by you both left via the rope, you mean the rope got pulled tight by the movement of the train, and eventually you hurtled up the corridor and out the side.
Yep.
Because somebody hadn't thought about basic physics.
Yep. Hey, I don't have any dots on my sheet, but...
Well, you won't have any dots on your sheet at all. It's a percentage-based system. None of your white wolf here, thank you.
I don't. I have 1% in science. So
well done.
I have no idea.
You didn't try and apply it.
No, I did not. With my amazing 1%. So anyway, this was clearly a brilliant idea because we survived. And in the meantime, you did do something.
Yeah, you did. You helped.
I helped. I knocked on the window.
You did.
At Henry Stanley, and he was in some other time zone.
Anyway, you alerted them that there were, that me and, Wolfstart were actually banging on the door in the past.
At that time. But you knocking in the future for us was what alerted Randolph Alexis and Henry Stanley that we were outside the carriage in the past, which was our present.
Mm.
Wibbly wobbly. Time.
And indeed, why me?
Getting us on track.
Yeah, nice.
Oh my god.
Track, see, track.
Cause trains. Yeah, we'll start now, shall we? I can't remember where he was.
Right, so hand up who's on the train.
And for those of you at home,
that's the right hand side of the table. Hands up, those of you who forgot that they were on radio.
So, do they know who's on the right hand side of the table?
Well, they can hear it.
That would be Izzy and Wolf stuff, by the way.
Yeah, they can hear it.
I don't know, like, when I use things on my computer, I can never tell what's coming from what side. It's just a sound.
You should be listening through high quality stereo headphones.
I don't listen through headphones to anything. I just listen to the computer speakers, so I can't tell what's coming.
Well, in which case you won't get that. Effects, the magnificence that is the Court of Tea and Dance.
You won't hear him directly behind you.
Yeah, just in case for those people,
we should probably point out that
means Isabel.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, we've wasted a whole 2 minutes explaining to them that the people they can hear on the right are on the right. So
unless
anyway,
they've got their earphones in the wrong
way
around.
Yeah,
it would be the other way around.
If you're listening at home, and Izzy and Wolfstash are in your left ear, you might want to take a quick look at your earphones. Maybe swap them over.
So Clarissa
and
Sadie
ones,
are not on the train.
No.
No.
And
Mr. Olstad has just knocked himself out.
On a bookcase,
having come flying out of a train at high speed.
Yeah, he was fine to hit the bookcase, but then a book about goats.
Well, goats would. Remember which library you're in.
How long has it been since my madness started?
I know you're wanting me to say 1 hour and 57 minutes. The actual answer is about 12.
Because you lot
have, all you've done is you've gone upstairs, got some blankets, come back downstairs, tied them into a rope, frightened Tulliver, and then faffed about with the train for a bit, and then got on the train, and then come hurtling off it. So I'm afraid you are still quite mad. But if it's any consolation, you're nowhere near as mad as he is, because that's Wolfstash for you at home. Because Wolfstash is undergoing this period of insanity for 10 hours, and then he goes back to his underlying insanity.
Woo!
Hooray for indefinite insanities!
Sadie only went a bit mad, didn't she?
Look!
Yes.
Is she sane again, yeah? Oh, luck.
Yes, luck. Roll for your luck.
I'm assuming old staff does not get to roll for his luck.
You got it.
He's unconscious. Can't roll
if you're unconscious.
I can't remember. Ooh. Does she still think her nails are rotting off?
That was 10 minutes.
No, it was 10 rounds.
Oh, cool.
I ask this every week, but it's under or over?
Over.
It's over.
Yay!
And then plus d10.
I get 10!
Me too!
Oh, damn it. You guys stole my luck.
Which I already needed, because I was down to
30.
It's all our luck.
Because I haven't actually spent any luck, so I looked really hot. Because I just kept adding it at the start.
Because you didn't drink your tea.
No.
No.
Well, unless you want that one, it's like right next to it.
Oh, yes, that. Now it's testing your observation skills. Haha.
Unfortunately, I've already got ticks, so I can't.
But she still passed.
You're using the out-of-character sheet, so you can tick that.
Anyway.
Morgan's looking unamused at us.
I think he's just ignoring us now.
No, I'm trying to work out where in the book we are.
We're not in the book at all. We veered off again.
No. Two of you are in the book. The other three are sort of hovering round the book, sort of going, well, we could deal with this book, but, eh. The book I'm referring to is the actual printed adventure, just so you all know. So anyway, I believe Izzy and Wolstache were in the train with Mr. Randolph Alexis and Mr. Stanley. Well, we've got to try and get back.
If you'll just
come with me, I'll show you what I've made. I mean, I have come up with a way of getting back. He takes you to the backmost compartment, because he's taking you to the middle compartment. So you sort of go into the last compartment, and he sort of stops at the door and goes, voila! And throws the door open, and you look into a room, and basically there's a huge mass of intestines on the floor. You see? We can get out using this. Can you do two things for me? First is make a sanity check. And then second is make an intelligence check.
Oh, I failed that.
Have I passed the sanity thing?
And I passed the intelligence!
And I passed the intelligence.
Okay. You lose two sanity, you lose nothing. And you both realise that, actually, those intestines are in the shape of the train set. Right, you see, what I've done is I've formed a shape. This is a dimensional shape. This will hopefully lead us back to the real world. The only problem is I've been trying it and something's wrong. Now, I know it must be possible because, of course, little Albie managed to get through here. But if I show you, he rumbles around in his pockets and pulls out a human heart and then pushes it slowly round the intestines. Look, you see, if I do this, doesn't matter how long I do it, nothing happens. They're watching in horror as he moves a human heart round the shape.
Is it actually in the right shape?
Yeah, it looks like it.
What are you expecting to happen?
Well, what I'm expecting to happen is for the cosmic waveform to collapse in upon itself and return us to the real world. Incidentally, you at home can't see the strange manoeuvres I'm doing with my hand as Randolph Alexis pushes her heart around a string of intestines, which have been crudely sewn together, I should point out.
Okay.
You see, I can do this all day. It doesn't do it.
Well, on the other side, there's a train set.
Yes. I think Little Albie mentioned that. Yes.
Yes. Where is he?
Well, sadly, he was badly injured when he got here. Terrible tale.
So, does the train set and the other world need to be moving at the same time?
No, I don't think that's how it works.
I'm going to regret asking this. Can I make a psychology roll?
Oh, God, yeah.
How badly injured Aldi was?
Both make a psychology roll.
I'm going to spend one luck and actually pass that, because I'm a glutton for punishment!
Yay! Nope, I just think he's fine. I mean, it's a horrible mess, but, you know, what can you do in these kind of situations?
Okay. Mr. Randolph Alexis is insane. He is definitely insane. You should know.
Yes.
But yeah.
People in glass houses should shut the fuck up, as the line
goes. You get the impression that actually Albie probably was injured and might have pulled through if somebody hadn't eaten him. But you see, I can move the heart round the track. It doesn't do anything. There's something I've forgotten. Yeah, there's something he's forgotten. I think we should fix it so we can all go home.
How?
I don't know. I mean... Well, I mean, what?
Well,
what can you remember? The shape looks about the right to me.
There was a handkerchief on the underside of the board.
I didn't think that would have had anything to do with it.
Did your son have anything with him when he came across?
I don't know. You can go and check.
Go and check.
Yeah, you have a rummage about in the pile of very badly gnawed bones. You might want to make your son a check for rooting about in somebody's obviously cannibalised corpse.
That was cannibalised by his own dad.
Yes.
Well done. You have a quite a strong stomach.
I didn't throw up on it.
No.
Anything?
Not really. There's a pocket watch, there's like house keys and stuff like that. Not a lot else. I mean, there must be something. There's some component of the shape maybe that I'm missing. Something that I haven't quite...
Does it go up and down? Does the height rise?
Oh, no, it's flat on the floor.
Oh! The rises and dips and falls.
What do you mean?
Well, the track goes up and down various points.
Ah! Do you happen to remember how? You've got a piece of paper with it all along.
Oh, well, actually, I happened to make some, sketches. I passed them over.
Ah, yes! Yes, this is perfect! He rushes off and comes back with, like, several bones, a couple of, well, they look like livers, maybe? A couple of kidneys and something that you're fairly certain is a bladder. Quick, help me. And he starts shoving them under various things. In the distance back at the beginning of the carriage, you can hear rhythmic pounding on the door and the sounds of like wood stones. Back to the real world. Mr. Oldstaff has just knocked himself unconscious on a book about goat's wood. The room is filled with smoke, and there is very definitely two train tracks running from top left to bottom right in the room. Also, the train steps stopped again.
Is it on a timer? Were the two instances where it appeared about the same time?
Remember, the first time, you set it off running at around 5 minutes and nothing happened.
Yeah.
The second time, you ran it less than a minute and it turned up. And the third time was about the same amount of time.
I thought it was a lot longer.
It wasn't that much longer.
Okay.
It was pretty short, certainly compared to the first time you ran it.
But when the actual train was visible?
The amount of time it spends in this world, shall we say, does seem to be consistent. It basically spends as much time as it takes to get the person who set the train set going, maybe allow a couple of people to alight, allow all the grey people to get back on, and then potentially to allow a madman tied to a wall with bedsheets to dive on board as well. It stays about a minute 20. You know, the same amount of time it would stay on, say, a rural train station.
Would I be able to communicate by writing?
Oh yeah, probably.
I'm going to go off and try to find like a pen and a bit of paper.
Okay. Yeah, you can find something.
So he's sort of picking his lamp up off the floor, but she's probably a bit dazed, shaking Mr. Oldstaff a bit, checking.
Oh, he's very dazed. But yes, he's alive, he has a big bump on his head, but he's otherwise fine, and no, you can't try and wake him up.
Alright, he's alive. What do you think we should do?
Alright, what happened?
She is still giggling at you, constantly. But she seems to have realised that you can't understand what she's saying.
I was on the train. I don't really know what happens. I set it going and then I was on it, I think. And then Mr. Oldstaff got me off the train, so...
Alright, did you see the others?
No.
You did. You saw them.
Yeah, I saw them.
You saw them falling
into the other carriage. They were in the second carriage with Henry Stanley.
Should we try and get it back again instead of... Help them get off, maybe.
Don't tie me up again.
No. If it stays for as long as it takes to get someone on the train, what if I set it off and then run away as far as I can? And then maybe it'll stay longer, so I have more time to get off the train before it leaves. Although I'll probably then end up on it unless interesting.
I should just point out, weirdly, that is not one of the possibilities that they've suggested. Set the train off and then run away!
Well, if the person who sets it off is the one who gets taken on.
Yeah, if the one who sets it off has managed to get as far away as possible and possibly, like, behind a locked door or something, that might help, I don't know.
Is there any indication of what might happen if we ran it backwards?
No, there is not. But there's also... Well, that depends. Do either of you have electrical repair?
10%.
You can give it a roll.
That's the base starting point.
I know.
So I'm assuming it's a one-way controller then.
It's on or off.
Off. Right.
Do either of you make the roll?
We're even going to risk it in case it goes horribly wrong.
Yeah, if it goes horribly wrong, then our friends are stuck forever.
If we know that we know nothing about electronics, Sadie's probably not going to risk it.
You are pretty certain you've got no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe not.
Okay.
I shall try and explain that Mr. Stanley seemed to be...
less than pleased to be on the train.
No, kind of... moving slower than, like, normal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... he was, like, everything was happening in slow motion.
Well, you also saw them come through the door.
Yes. So when I was trying to, like, bang on the window to try and get their attention, but it only seemed to get Izzy and Paul Stash into the carriage. They didn't actually see me.
So if you need them... if time moves slower on the train, does that mean we probably have to get on the train to get them off the train? Or not?
Well, they didn't seem to be aware that they'd stopped, or, you know, appeared in the real world.
That's true, they did not.
Oh, that's confusing. Well, we have to try something, we can't just sit around. It's strange, because I didn't see them at all.
Or do you want to set it going again and then go out the room and see if it makes a difference?
Okay, I'll try that. Okay, I'm going to try setting it
off. Is that far enough away?
And then
Question mark.
I mean, I'm just going to try running away as far as I can.
That way. Okay. You... excuse me a moment. While I consider the enormity of what they're doing again... you set the train set going and then set off running. Is that the plan?
Yes.
Right. Oddly enough, this is not something that is covered in the book. Just so you know.
It's called Thinking Outside the Book.
So, I'm going to go back to the people on the train. You're basically, sticking bones and organs under intestines to sort of lever them up and down as appropriate. Eventually, you think you've got it. You think you might have it right. Does this look about right? Do you think we're ready? I think we're ready. I think we should give it a go. Does it look right? Does it look okay?
Does it look right?
To you. I mean, you took relatively good pictures, didn't you?
Really good drawing.
Yeah. Okay, well I guess we start again. Would you like to do the honours? He offers you the heart.
No, thank you. I think perhaps you should.
What happened? So anyway, he starts pushing the heart round the revolutions. From further down the corridor, you hear a crashing sound, followed by a large number of bodies heading down the corridor. What are you two going to do? He's kneeling down and moving the heart round the intestines. Mr. Stanley is hiding in a corner, like the true hero that he is.
Is there a way we can barricade up the corridor, the doorway specifically? Or?
Not really. You could... you could try and jam the door shut with something, well, basically with a femur. But it's been heavily gnawed, so there's no guarantee it will hold.
Well, we don't really have any other option, so.
Okay, so you're gonna
push in or pull?
It pulls out.
Okay, that buys us a little bit of time.
Okay, you sort of jam the femur through the handle, and then sort of hold the door shut. Mm. And after a couple of seconds, you hear like hands on the outside, and the door starts shaking back and sort of forward. Please, keep them out. I must keep doing this, he says, waving a heart around a course made out of intestines held up by bones and random organs. It's a little strange, to say the least. So what are you doing? You can sort of feel there's quite a few people on there, and they sort of pull the door, and the bone keeps jarring against it. Eventually, a couple of them get their fingers around the corner, and they start pulling on the door as well.
Hammer on their fingers.
And that's when the window behind you smashes open. Mr. Stanley goes, ah! As a couple of the dead people sort of flop in from outside. They've obviously crawled across the roof to get at you. One of them reaches for Stanley and tries to grab him. What are you two doing? Who's got the highest dex?
I have 59.
You then.
Hold the door! I'll dive and try and assist Mr. Stanley.
Okay, what are you going to do? Punch one, drag one off, or shoot it, or whatever?
I've got a gun.
There we go, then. You're not going to be shooting it, are you?
I'm going to try and punch it.
Okay. You dive forward. The two dead passengers that just come in through the window are far too busy getting ready to seemingly give Mr. Henry, with Mr. Stanley, a long, loving kiss.
No, I do not hit.
Okay. You sort of flail wildly at them, but fail to hit. Mr. Stanley tries to break away, and instead sort of jams his face against one of them. He's sort of leaning away from one, and as he's doing so, he puts himself far closer to the other one, who attempts to kiss him, but luckily not successfully, although it's a very close one thing. The door is now getting wrenched backwards and forwards, and Ranaphylexis is still taking the heart round the thing. What's his stats? Ranaphylexis. Okay, he manages that one. We are on to Unix. There's a lot of fingers around the door, and you can hear the bones sort of going crack, crack, crack every time they yank on the door. Plus, there's two in the room behind you that are trying to snog Mr. Henry Stanley, and who he is flailing wildly at.
I'm just trying to keep the door closed, so whacking at the fingers, I guess.
Okay. What are you whacking at them with?
What kind of bits of bone have we got around the place?
Yeah, you can use the other femur.
Okay, what would that be under?
Small club.
What skill would that be under?
I think all clubs run off brawl.
Oh, well, yes, alright then.
I believe it's 1d6 plus your damage bonus if you hit.
That would be very likely. That is not, no, definitely not.
You sort of hammer wildly at fingers as Mr. Ranaphylexis continues moving the heart around. We are now to the point where, well, if it's any consolation, I've now rolled 2 100s in a row. The dead person trying to kiss Mr. Henry Stanley fails utterly to kiss Mr. Henry Stanley. Oh my god! Well, I just rolled 3 100s in a row. They fail utterly to do anything. Mr. Henry Stanley fails utterly to break free, and we're now back to yourself, Mr. Wolfstash.
Punch me.
Hit me in the knee with a dice.
Sorry, Nick. Obviously your luck will rub off onto... It didn't. I rolled even worse than last time.
He's gone into full slap fight mode. However, in his mind, he's doing sort of oriental kung fu type style affair. He's like, But all he is actually doing is slapping them with the back of his hand.
No, no, go away.
And,
no.
And they're ignoring him. You need to make a strength check. You need to half it.
How badly do I need to make this?
Well, think on it this way. Do you want the door closed or open?
Right, so I'm spending quite a bit of luck then. To halve it. And by quite a bit of luck, I mean about 20 points of luck.
Ooh.
It's a good thing I was on 86.
Yeah. The door gets wrenched backwards and the femur that's in the door snaps in half. But you manage to, entirely by accident, as you're going in to whack another hand, jam the other femur through the door handle just at the right moment. The two dead people trying to meet Mr. Stanley, fail, and continue to fail, and Mr. Stanley actually manages to break free. He doesn't actually do anything useful though, he just scrabbles over to the other side of the room, almost knocking Mr. Randolph Alexis, who's waving a heart around a thing, out of the way. For you in the real world, you are now out of the foundation building, and yep. You're watching a train set going round and round on its own and thinking, oh, this was a bad plan. This was a really bad plan. We're back to the top. Mr. Wolfstash.
No, you fiends. Nope, even worse.
Fear my kung fu skills!
Poof!
He tries to slap them in the face to, as he remarks as he does it, I'm going to dislocate your jaw, you assume he's intending to dislocate their jaw. What he effectively does is that thing that barbers do after they put aftershave on your face. Tap tap. Nothing happens. Nix, you've bought yourself a moment of respite with your femur jammed in the door. What would you like to do? There are still fingers around the side of the door trying to drag the door open.
I'd still like to stop the fingers.
Okay.
Well, I assume if I don't, the door's going to start opening again.
Well, the door's already going to start opening, but it's just you've got a femur in the way again.
Alright.
So you've got one round where the femur is going to hold the door, one round where the femur's cracking, and then you have to succeed at the strength test again.
Yay! Alright, I'm attempting to stop the fingers.
More bones?
Yes!
This time you get an arm bone, which is slightly thinner, so if you jam that in the door it won't work quite so well.
Okay.
Make me a small club. Hardwick, still watching the train going round.
I actually made brawl, Jack.
Well done. 1d6 plus your damage bonus.
This is going to be nothing, is it?
You're vaguely wondering whether the train's going to appear here or wherever Sadie is. Which, as she's currently running down the middle of the road, might be a little difficult to explain. You smash a hand basically into bloody chunks of shattered bone. You hear a from outside the door and those fingers disappear, mostly because they're lying on the ground beneath you. The two critters start clambering in through the door and sort of reach to you. One of them lays hands upon you.
Oh, and hand me.
You will have to beat them in an opposed strength check.
Ouch.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, actually, no, I got strength.
But they're pretty fucking good at this time. They halve their strength.
Right. How badly do I want to make this?
Well, if you don't make it this round, you'll be grappled, and next round they can try and kiss you.
Okay, I can't really afford to spend the luck, so I will have to...
Oh, no, I'm lying. They only normal it. It's fine.
Okay, well, in that case, I will spend 6 luck to make mine as well.
Okay. They fail to grab hold of you, as you are the defendant.
Yeah.
Mr. Randolph Alexis just about completes another round. He almost slips off as he's reaching round because of the scuffling going on to the side of him now. Quick, you've got to keep them off! I've got to complete the circuit!
I'm trying!
Sadie,
yes?
You're running down the street.
Yes.
You're vaguely aware of a feeling of creeping dread.
Oh.
Mr. Wolfstache, you're up to the top.
Yeah. I'm going to beat them off.
Mm-hmm. That was Biff the Moth, by the way.
I didn't know I actually did say beat them off, but I failed.
Okay.
I failed
you,
at beating them off.
You wave your fists dramatically with open hand strikes. A flurry of open... He wags his arms at them.
Basically, yeah. It's...
Yeah, pretty much. He does the puppy does not want its belly scratched flail.
I think that's a well.
If it's any consolation, the first one very much fails to grab you.
Yay.
The second one will grab you unless you defend.
Okay.
Dodge or brawl. If you brawl, you can fight back and potentially do damage if you win. If you dodge, you win on ties.
I will go with dodge.
Yeah,
I passed normal.
Okay, yep, you dodge out of the way.
Whoa!
Mr. Randolph Alexis completes another circuit. Back in the real world, is anybody doing anything?
I would like to attempt to turn off the train set.
You go over and flick the button. It stops moving. Your feeling of impending dread disappears instantly, Sadie. You continue running down the street.
Okay, I run to the window.
At the bottom of the street, you see Sadie turning down the road that heads towards the British Museum.
I'm going to pour myself a drink.
You go over to the brandy section, and while giggling to yourself madly, pour yourself a drink, cock it to the unconscious Mr. Oldfield, and throw it away and drink the bottle. You two. You need to make me a strength check, because that door's coming out. Oh, no. No, you don't this round. The bone is starting to shatter, however.
Making the crack.
So what do you want to do? Fight them?
What, the people trying to get in the...
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Okay, you flail wildly with somebody's arm bone. You're fairly certain that door's coming open next round. Mr. Wolfpack.
Oh, right, yeah. 95.
Mr. Wolfstache throws out an amazing punch. No, he doesn't spin his body. Well, he does spin his body, but he spins it in the wrong direction. Rubbing his strike. So, he sort of does that. because that's like martial artsy. He fails utterly to even hit them. They surge forward. One will grab you, but the other will not.
We will try and dodge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually make that as well.
So, on a bonus point, he is quite dodgy.
Yeah, I need to...
You need to tick dodge.
I have ticked dodge.
And you need to tick brawl.
I have brick brawl.
Brick trawl, was that?
Oh, brick trawl, yeah.
Okay, well, now you'll be a better fisherman. Mr. Randolph Alexis completes another circuit with the heart. Right, you all feel a sort of weird thrumming sound. Then there's a sort of click and a crunch. And then there's like a sort of regular sort of sound. All of the weird dead people suddenly go, ugh, and just sit down, just wherever they're sitting. Alexis, Randolph Alexis looks a bit tired. He seems a bit aged and so on. And everybody loses 3 magic points.
I never actually have anything marked for my magic points.
It'll be the same as your pal.
Oh, right, okay.
It's not the same as your pal. That would be insane. It's your pal divided by something.
Oh, yeah, it's your pal divided by 5. Sorry, I'm still used to Cthulhu 6. I've got 1,000,000 magic points!
Why haven't you run out of magic points?
You fall unconscious.
Mm. How do you get them back?
You go to sleep. If you go to sleep, you get them all back in the night.
Oh.
You already lost some because you were the first person to call the train using the train set.
Yeah, I lost 3 from the train.
Can you all make listen checks, please?
Do you just mean if you go on the train?
Yes.
Okay.
You're still busy running.
You keep saying all.
Okay. You can hear Eldritch chanting coming from the 3rd carriage. Right,
I make it.
You make it. From ahead of the train, you can hear weep, 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 weep. Almost like somebody's, like, frantically blowing the whistle on another steam train. It's getting louder. Weep, 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 weep.
Is there a way of... stopping this train.
I know what to do. Mr. Henry Stanley stands up and pulls the communication cable. Nothing happens. He pulls it again. He pulls it a 3rd time. I don't think it's working. Randolph Alexis jumps out the window.
Good man.
He jumps out the window very successfully. He's just jumped out of a moving train. Weep, 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 weep. What are you two doing?
Well, I can't hear anything. There's chanting going on.
Do I think possibly out of the... Oh, God.
That whistling sound is getting closer.
I don't want to be on a train that crashes, so... Well, he wouldn't have jumped out the train if he didn't... Oh, actually, he's insane, isn't he?
Yes. Worth remembering.
But I don't actually know that he's insane.
I think you can have a pretty good guess.
Oh, I'm too busy panicking.
Fair enough.
I don't know whether it would...
Henry Stanley jumps out of the train!
Oh, in that case, I'll just grab him and try and pull out him out the train.
Okay. She's grabbed you. She's dragging you towards the window. She's obviously one of the cultists.
Oh, my goodness, no! No! I don't want to die! I try to shove her off.
Can I not just try and, out of the train?
Yes. Yes, you can. Oppose strength checks.
Well, I'm going to fit this, I can tell.
Okay, I didn't fifth it, but I did half it.
I fought it.
Fifth it. Okay, you're sort of like, no, she's trying to drag me off the train. And then she drags you off the train.
No!
You can make a jump check. You can't.
Okay. This is going to hurt.
What do you mean a jump check? Oh my God, there's a jump skill.
that is how many hit points you lose. You lose 6.
Okay, I got 11.
I have my jump check.
You lose 3.
Can I jump?
Yes, you succeeded at a roll. You should always do that when you succeed at a roll. You leap out the window, dragging him sort of flops over the side as he tries to find purchase, and then you brace your legs against the side of the train and drag him out with you. And you sort of bounce down the grassy, the grassy bank. It's sort of mid-morning, which is weird because you were doing it in the evening, and you see another train hurtling towards your now left train, which is heading on direct head-on collision with it. So your train has gone on without you, and there's another train heading towards it. Eventually what happens is probably best described as a ballet made of burning, flaming metal. The two trains come together. They meet. The fronts of these trains crush together. And then there is a boom of steam and chunks of things go everywhere. The train that hit the train you were on rises up and heads over the top before turning like a whale and smashing down on these chairs and also on the two carriages. The huge amount of like coal trucks that were behind that train sort of begin to pile up as if they're trying to make a castle in the sky before snaking over sideways and scattering themselves over a nearby wide area. You do momentarily see what you assume is the driver of the other train pinwheel through the sky before he drops like a broken doll about a quarter of the way into the field and is then erased as several tons of coal and shattered metal land on him. Then it goes quiet. Going back to the night before, Sadie, you've been running for about 20 minutes and you feel quite tired.
So I'm guessing the train's not coming then.
Excuse me, madam.
Sorry?
It's a policeman.
Hello.
Are you alright?
Yes, no, I'm perfectly well. How are you?
I'm fine. It's just you seem a little out of breath and you've been running.
Well,
has somebody been trying to attack you?
Oh no, nothing like that. Nothing at all. It's good to have practice, you know, in case they do.
He takes in your evening dress and not terribly sensible shoes. Excuse me, madam. And he leans in a bit closer and just sort of goes, you're suddenly very aware that you had a good stiff drink of brandy a little while ago. Now then, madam, if you wouldn't mind coming with me. I think you might do well having a little lie down and a rest.
Oh, I can go home if that's what you're worried about. It's absolutely fine.
No, I think you should come with me. And then he reaches out a calming hand to your shoulder, which turns into a gripping hand on your shoulder, and he leads you off in the direction of the police station. Eventually, Tolliver comes back. He comes back with a gentleman, a sort of not terribly tall gentleman. He's quite short, balding, massive walrus-style moustache. Yes, they're in here. Oh, actually two of them are in here. I don't know where the others have gone. You didn't think to lock the door? Well, no, I didn't know whether they were going to be, you know, dangerous. You did okay, it was fine. Now then, hello. That is exactly the response that you give herself. I am Dr. Lensher. Who might you be?
Oh, write it down.
I see. Are you finding it difficult to speak? You giggle at him and nod your head.
Yeah.
Now, have you beaten your friend to unconscious? He seems to be tied to this wall, Doctor. I see. Did you tie him up?
I think I wish I did.
She shakes her head. You have a lovely conversation with a psychoanalyst who later goes on to give Mr. Oldster some first aid. Your psychoanalyst is pretty fucking good at his job. You get a whole one sanity point back.
Ooh.
Sadie. Mm-hmm. Morning, cop. Oh, incidentally, that giving you one sanity point back clears your hysteria.
Okay.
Sadie, you wake up in the morning. You are sleeping in the rather wonderful women's drunk tank. Next to you, also sleeping, are several prostitutes from the East End and a belligerent woman known as Fighting Annie. She's cradling your head in her lap. Yeah. It's vaguely frightening. Right, I believe you can go now, miss. Now, do try and lay off the hard drink. It's not good for you, and you don't want to end up like these drapes.
Wow.
The other women all go, hey! Oh, you know what you are.
I believe as much dignity as I can muster.
As you're leaving, Fighting Annie tries to punch him in the face. She doesn't make it.
Good.
Punch him, not you.
Oh, that's fine.
I'll
let her carry on.
I believe I may have broken this. Talking to the witches. Begone, foul drabes! And bother me not! Let's see if the internet can tell us.
Right, so I've woken up at the police station. I suppose I'll wander back to the institutes and see what's going on and whether the train's come back.
So you wander back to the institute.
I'll make sure no one's following me as well. I'll keep a good eye out for that, and maybe go a weird route, just in case.
Okay. You get back to the institute. Strangely enough, there's no sign of the train. When you go in through the door, you do find Miss Clarissa Click, who seems not to be giggling anymore.
Good morning. Where have you been? Well, it turns out the police don't actually like seeing people running down the road, and I decided I was drunk.
Were you drunk?
Well, no. But it's fine, they let me out now. So where's the train gone?
I switched it off before it appeared.
Okay, but where is it now?
Where is it now?
You said the train wasn't there, didn't you?
Hello?
Yeah, well, the train's not still there.
Oh, the train's not still there, okay. Fine. I went
off. But she turned it off.
Yeah. No, sorry, I thought you said the train wasn't there.
No.
Okay.
The large train that you were expecting, that you were vaguely expecting to chase you down the street isn't there.
Oh yes, well I kind of probably guessed that.
But the small train set still is.
Oh, fine. Right. Have you had any luck getting the others back yet?
No, I thought better of having the train appear when I was on my own.
That's reasonable.
Well, not including Mr. Oldstaff, who's unconscious upstairs.
Well, I don't include him
with a massive bandage round his head.
He tied me up because he thought I was... Well, anyway.
Because he thought, quite rightly, that you were mad.
Yes, mad, but not insensible.
True.
So what are we going to do now? Try it again?
I think we should try it again.
Yes.
You set it going. How long are you waiting?
Mm.
Or is it going to be a case of as long as it takes?
Probably give it 15 minutes, and then if nothing happens, sort of change the conditions again, because that helped before.
Okay.
So maybe it's not quite right anymore.
You set the train going. It goes round and 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 round. Who set it going? Who actually turned it on?
Good question. You want to roll for it?
I'll roll for it. Odds, evens.
Yeah, fine.
Evens.
Okay.
It was Sadie who turned it on. It does 49 revolutions, and then you suddenly feel weaker, using 3 magic points.
Right.
Remember, your magic points will have returned to you because you've been asleep.
Yeah.
And then nothing happens. You feel the weakness you come to associate with the train turning up. But no train appears in the room.
That's weird.
And the train continues going round and round.
It should be here.
How do you know?
I just feel really tired. Last time when you feel that and then it turns up at the same time.
So what? It stopped working?
I don't know. Maybe we didn't do it right.
It's still going round.
Maybe it too bright in here this morning. What time were we setting it off before? Was it at night?
Evening. You specifically waited till evening.
Maybe it doesn't work during the day.
So we've got to wait till this evening to do it again.
I don't know. What time did that man set it off to begin with? Do you remember?
Mr. Stanley was running it in the evening.
Mm. And was the crash in the evening?
No, it was in the morning.
But if Mr. Stanley was in the evening as well?
It was about 6 o'clock in the morning that the original rail crash was.
What time of year?
About this time of year.
What is this time of year? Oh, it's...
January.
So it would have been dark outside?
Yes, it still is dark outside.
Is it?
Well, you're running it about 9-ish.
Okay. So, right, so it is dark outside, so it should...
It's still fairly dark outside.
Maybe it's not dark enough.
Still going around.
So turn off?
I guess.
To be perfectly honest, it doesn't matter if you're standing right next to them, you still can't understand a bloody word they're saying. But there seems to be a kid walking down the street trying to sell people papers. Something important has obviously happened, because they don't shout extra every single time. They shout it every single time. There's always something important happening. Last time it was extra, Hitler eyes and a mustache. Looks a bit like Charlie Chaplin.
He'll never catch it on.
His mustache was modelled after Charlie Chaplin. He really liked Charlie Chaplin. Which is why Charlie Chaplin made The Great Dictator.
To say fuck you.
A giant fuck you to Hitler. Yeah, he's still wandering down the street. What are you two doing? Have you turned the train off?
Yeah.
Okay, you turn the train off. It stops going round and round. What are you doing?
Well, I suppose we'd better work out something to do until this evening. Unless there are small things that might... Is everything set up exactly how it was last night?
It hasn't been moved.
Okay, the curtains and everything exactly the same. Right.
Even the blanket ropes were left in place because Tolliver was far too busy getting Mr. Oldstaff into a bed where his head could be dealt with and standing by just in case she went into a mad rage and attacked the psychologist. So he didn't actually tidy up. You'll note that he isn't here today, though. He's gone.
Could we see if there are any books in the foundation about weird, creepy trains?
We've already done that.
Have we? Okay.
We have, yeah.
Right. Anything else that sounds interesting to look up while we're here and have to wait till evening?
Don't know. So you basically, your current plan is kill time until later on. Okay.
Well, we could try running it again just in case. But, yeah, because we need to get those guys back. And as far as we're aware, we have to run the train to do that.
Okay, in which case, I'm going to flick on back and go and deal with you two. After a couple of hours, you've been sort of gathered up by policemen who have sort of gone. They were a bit confused as to how you ended up in that field with the exploding trains. But they're willing to be convinced, and Mr. Randolph Alexis is very, very good at convincing them that obviously there was some terrible mistake and your train got onto the wrong line somehow. And yes, it is awful that the driver of your train seems to have died. Not that he hadn't been dead for years, but that's either here or there. Well, in weather such as this, decomposition can go much quicker. I know that's counterintuitive because it's so cold, but you'll find that yes, that is how it happens sometimes. He basically flim-flams the police, but they're far too busy dealing with the fact that two giant steam boilers have just exploded all over one of the main lines from London to Liverpool and have basically wrecked a railway bridge. And there's coal everywhere and bits of driver. And they check you out. And they're quite impressed that you're not too badly injured, although it looks like everybody else on the train has died. And Mr. Stanley is there as well. And he's like, I really would like to go home now. I feel the need to empty my house train memorabilia. I'm just not that interested any longer. I just want to go home. Yes, I should get home as well. I wonder if my wife is still alive.
Oh my fucking god!
I hope she hasn't spent all of my money.
Actually, from our research, is his wife still alive?
Yeah.
Has she spent all the money?
No.
Oh, there you go.
Well, don't we know where she lives? She's a different address. I will helpfully assist him with this.
Ah, she's still in the old house. Good. We happen to know if Mr. Crowley is still alive.
Is he still alive?
I think he is in the 20s.
Crowley was whining about Hollywood in the early 20th century, so they were all horrible, debauched people.
Well, yes.
Ah, excellent. I have to look him up. If you ever have any need of me, feel free to...
Oh, thank you very much.
He gives you both a creepy look and then accepts a lift from a policeman into town. What are you two doing?
We should probably get into town as well.
Yeah, that would be an idea to get in town and send a telegram.
I would like to keep Henry Stanley with us.
Yes,
and try and send a telegram to stop people from trying to get on a train.
Okay. About 11 o'clock in the morning then, a telegram comes to the foundation addressed to...
Sadie.
What does the telegram say? Remember, these are expensive and cost you by the word.
This is Izzy. You're the rich one.
Oh, good point. Dearest Sadie, no. I have returned.
Can I do it? Because I just always want to do the telegram thing.
Well, bye.
Sorry, I sort of want to do the stop thing.
I grumpily allow him to write it. But
Sadie, stop. Have returned, stop. Train crash on London-Liverpool line.
No. Train crash, London-Liverpool line. I'm not made of money. You ate all my gin.
How do I eat gin?
Nom.
That's like the weirdest kind of vodka jelly thing ever.
Train crash, London-Liverpool line. Stop. Mr. Stanley with us. Stop. Randall, Alexis.
Gone home.
Stop. Will return ASAP. Stop. Do you just say stop at the end? Or just...
No, you use the end of the last stop.
Last stop!
If you have enough money, you use the interesting long word of end of message.
You probably just end up going stop.
Stop it, yeah. He's a bit shaken up.
Really?
Yes, so you have received this.
You're starting to feel a bit better now. You're less certain that everywhere is like a weird train station, and you've definitely not been travelling through the normal realms. Hmm. You're getting a lift back to London, and when you turn up at the police station,
that's weird.
The inspector rocks up. Where the fuck have you been?
Long story. Very long story. Really long story.
This is one of those stories where you're definitely going to explain to me over drink, right?
Drink will be necessary, yes.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're not dead.
Thank you so much.
Because I did wonder. Well, you disappeared onto a dodgy train.
True, yes. Well, entirely intentional. Didn't think it was
no,
going to
you were mumbling
time.
About, oh, well, everybody else has gotten onto the train. Nobody else had gotten onto the train.
Well, it appeared that we were at a train station and everyone else was disappeared, so I assumed you'd gotten on the train.
You should probably see someone about that, you know.
Probably, yes, actually.
Yes, let's go back to the Institute.
Yes.
Where we can get Mr. Stanley some help.
Yes.
Come along, Mr. Stanley. We'll have you feeling better soon.
How are we getting back?
Not by train.
Good. Let's take the bus.
Yes, bus.
Buses are fun, aren't they?
Yeah, it takes you about 4 hours to get back to London. I'm going to say that about 2 o'clock, you all gather together.
I would like... Is there anybody at the Institute I can sort of prompt Mr. Stanley out to try and get some psychological help.
Yeah, Tolliver will be back.
Help him. Just assist him.
Yeah, we'll have him sent back to his house. Yeah.
His house is full of train things and he's a bit sensitive.
Okay. Stop on
him. We'll deal with it. Ah, hello chap. What ho? Fancy a drink? Yes, please. Okay, come with me. He leads him off.
Well, that was a terrible, 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 terrible time.
Yeah, let's not go on any trains anymore, shall we? Says the inspector.
Well, you have to hear the whole Orange Express thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's...
Yes.
How long was that trip?
Good while.
Right. Bring plenty of brandy. I feel we're going to need it.
In the interim time, I've kind of packed away the train set.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we burn it?
Do you think that's a good idea? What if something horrible happens?
What do you mean aside from the gigantic train crash?
What if something is released?
Yeah, what do you mean gigantic train crash?
That's what would be in the papers.
Papers?
We kind of re-emerged on the London...
We had a giant crash!
There was kind of a massive head-on collision.
We might have gone to get a paper off and got the telegram, actually. That would have been reasonable.
Yeah, there was news of a giant train crash.
Right.
Incidentally, they did mention that it was on exactly the same bridge where a previous giant train derailment had taken place, and that now people are calling for the bridge to be torn down and replaced and so on.
Yes. But...
Did anyone actually die?
Well, yes. The driver of the other train...
And the fireman of the other train, and the other chap.
The crew of the other train.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, but...
I mean, everyone on our train was already dead, except for us. Stanley and...
Mr. Stanley, is he okay?
Well, he doesn't ever want to look at the train again. Understandable, really.
What about,
Randall Flexi, he's alive.
Oh.
He's mad.
So he ate
his own son.
How did you what? Actually...
You didn't...
How did you get there?
Nothing happened, and Alexis is fine.
He managed to make a duplicate of the train line.
Oh, yes. Okay. Incidentally, those two of you who have seen both the train set and the other train set, could you both make me intelligence checks?
Yes, very much so.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Both of you have learnt the spell Doom Gate.
Ooh. Oh, shit me.
That sounds
so cool. In theory...
Spells. We have a space for spells.
You could...
Yes, it's under Arcane Criminal Spells and Artifacts.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
In theory, you could create your own version of the Doom Gate.
All we need is a few intestines, a heart.
I did leave him my copy of the drawing. And did my pencil's gone. Can I borrow it? Yeah.
Oh, you dropped it.
Oh, that's where it went.
Does that mean we're slightly more insane or we just learnt it?
No. You'll be fine until you actually use it.
Use it? What happened?
Did you get some information on the train set from Macriot's shop?
Yes.
Yes,
we
did.
We went there and found stuff.
Okay, well, if you now reread that, it makes a lot more sense, and that helps to explain the whole Doomgate thing in greater detail. Basically, you can set up a Doomgate, which then activating takes 3 magic points, but it takes a long time to appear, and then it will take you to a, quote, capsule universe. The capsule universe will not necessarily be the one you were just in. You get to request a universe. Please note that the minimum sanity cost is 3, but if you request a really horrible universe, it goes up to 10. Just so you know.
Question, who are you requesting it from?
Yeah, good question. not what I'm intending to answer.
No. Probably for the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have completed the Doom Train! Even better, you've managed to save Mr. Henry Stanley. Woo. Each of you gains 1d6 sanity points.
Do we get a penalty for managing to save a random Alexis?
No.
Oh.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're forced to do all this sort of thing. Ooh, I got 6.
He's totally forced to eat his own son.
Yes.
Yummy nom nom.
He was absolutely forced to eat his own son.
He likes their baby back.
The fact that he was insane when he did it is not a contributing factor at all.
I'm not entirely sure how sane he was to begin with.
Well, no. You see, dabbling in mythos magic.
Opening doom gates. On trains.
It's just a recipe for disaster.
I'm sure his wife will understand.
He's definitely understanding about him eating their son.
They can make a new one.
Because
he how old is she?
No, he can't. Mr. Henry Stanley spends the next few weeks at the sanatorium, and then, although you lot may not find out about this until later, he throws away all of his train memorabilia and books, answers all the police's questions, and takes up stamp collecting. Mr. Randolph Alexis returns to his ancestral home and is reacquainted with his wife.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, really? Incidentally, you can all now roll your ticks. So, for every ticked skill, you roll above the skill number, and if you manage to roll above the skill number, you add 1d10. Then you erase all the ticks, whether you succeed or not.
Now, is this dodge, you still get to do that, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, I want to get my dodge. No, I don't.
I do.
This is.
There will be a brief scuffling as they update their stats.
Three more occult.
My psychology's just gone up by 10.
Bloody hell.
I know.
You're much better at spotting mad people having been surrounded by them.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
How many sanity points did you get back, Hardwick?
Five.
That's pretty good. That is very good, because I think that's the amount you lost in this adventure.
No, I think I lost 6.
Well, you're still pretty close.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than it was, and you've only got one more month of your madness to go, haven't you? Your underlying madness. Whereas Blooded still has about 5, if I remember correctly.
Something like that.
You're basically going to spend this entire campaign bonkers.
Well, you never know, I might
up
die.
Until you get killed.
Yeah.
Who used that? Somebody used a random handgun that they weren't used to using. Did they hit anything and therefore tick the box?
I don't recall using a handgun at any point in this.
No. That was Blood Red Fest. That's why.
This one's only been four sessions.
So. Yeah. That's why.
I don't know what King's Mystical and stuff has. So.
Well, don't worry about that. I'll get Bill Porcupino to roll hers.
I need the
pot.
Yeah, I might need that in a minute as well.
And stuff. And the
gleam. Well, we can deal with that in a short while. As we have now completed the Doom Train, I think we're going to probably call it an evening there. We will take a brief hiatus to play, I believe, Yellow Dawn.
Yep.
Excellent. And then we will return with Horror on the Orient Express into the Alps, starting with actually going to France.
Oh my god, we're going to
okay. And breathe archive.
Was that
breathe.
Even in English?
I don't think it was actually words.
Actually, no you're not.
Oh,
you get on the train in France.
We're leaving London.
You're leaving London, yes.
That's very exciting.
You will be leaving London. Unless you can find some sidetrack that you want to go on.
Can I put my magic points back up then?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
No, you stay awake forever.
Yeah, that's
you're the one that's going, oh, no, somebody ate their son. I'm completely oblivious.
Well, you were until he said it at you.
La 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 la.
And then you stick your fingers in your ears and went la 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 la. But unfortunately, that's not proof against sanity loss.
Hit points.
I assume that somebody here has first aid.
Why?
Why?
No, I don't.
Well, in that case, does anybody want to try first aid? Because they might get a tick that they could then roll.
Okay. Well, I think I can't do it on myself, so.
No, you can't.
Someone? Yeah,
I'll try. Sadie gives it a go. Don't roll a crit fail. That would be bad.
I pass.
Okay, in which case, you receive, I believe, 1d3. 3 points back, and you get a tick that you can roll and then delete, so don't have a point on the tick top.
Yeah. I've taken one damage.
Okay. So somebody else gets a chance as well.
I'll give it a go.
Yep. Might as well. It's a tick that you might get.
Yes.
Okay, you regain your one damage, and then you roll for your first aid skill.
Ooh.
And it goes up.
Yay!
Hooray! Because Cthulhu characters with first aid are really useful in this campaign. But anyway, thank you very much for listening to our random gibberings and the use of the word foul drapes.
That's 2 words.
Well, technically speaking, yes. We hope you've enjoyed what you've listened to. If you have, please feel free to leave us iTunes reviews, or you can talk at us at Mordragon on Twitter, at Blooded Fox on Twitter, or at T Gremlin at Twitter. The joy on her face is palpable. You can also send us an email at thecultofteaanddice@gmail.com, and yes, we do actually read those emails. It just takes me a little while to respond to bloody things. Please also leave us, I've mentioned iTunes reviews, but anyway, I'm going to double mention iTunes reviews. Please leave us iTunes reviews. The more people who leave us iTunes reviews, the more likely people are to find us on iTunes, which is helpful. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and good night. Bye!
Bye! White standing up!